This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. In an unprecedented move, the Colorado Republican Party has removed the El Paso County Republican chair from overseeing the county's upcoming party leadership elections. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
This latest round of conflict started when a group of high-profile Republicans from the Colorado Springs area objected to having their county chair, Vicky Tompkins, manage the reorganization process. They said they don't think she can conduct a free and fair election after butting heads with her numerous times in recent years. Tompkins has already filed a lawsuit accusing the Colorado GOP of meddling in local Republican controversies. Tompkins wants a court to put her back in charge of the leadership election in El Paso County later this month. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Starting today, the public can vote on a design for Colorado's next specialty license plate. CPR's May Ortega reports it celebrates Colorado's upcoming sesquicentennial in 2026.
All of the proposals in the competition were drawn by Coloradans. Chris Hockmuth is the state's plate inventory manager. He says hundreds of entries were submitted.
Reviewing all the designs and all the creativity that's in the state has just been amazing.
A special committee helped narrow the options down to three. Now, the public has about 2 weeks to vote. Hockmuth says the winning plate design will be available to drivers in August. Besides paying the usual state fee, there won't be any additional requirements to get it. I'm May Ortega, CPR News.
There is also voting in a kids category. That design will not be produced, but the winner gets a $1,000 prize. Colorado gets mixed grades from the American Lung Association in its latest report on tobacco prevention policies. The state got an A for access to services to quit tobacco and a B on smoke-free workplace laws. But funding for tobacco prevention programs earned a D, and the state got an F for its handling of flavored tobacco and vaping products. This is CPR News.